Well, I'd like us to, be efficient on offense, on normal downs, making the right decisions, going through his progressions in the passing game. On third down, find a way to move the chains. I did a good job to start the game last week with the run check. And then, when we get the ball in the red zone is let's score touchdowns. We can't settle for field goals. And I think that's kind of what we're looking for at the position. I think it's, when the pass is called, we have a design read for Ryan to go through. And sometimes, if he jumps to a certain side too quickly because of what he sees in the coverage, then, instead of going through just his normal process of seeing the safeties, seeing the front, and just working the progression like it's installed, I think that's what he's talking about. But, we're going to try to get the ball to the open guy. He's done a decent job as far as completion percentage has gone, but like I said, it's more of the critical situations of third down, making sure that, he's not jumping to conclusions off of maybe what he saw on tape. It's, this is this play at this particular time and go through his progression at that point.
Bill's talking about Mallett and his accuracy, but he's saying he's been improving at the same time. Where's Ryan Mallett at right now?
Well, I mean, each day for him, it's a, as a backup quarterback, you don't get the reps that you'd like just with the one unit. Per se. So I think that's where the mental part has come in. And, to Ryan's credit, he's been here quite a bit, on his time, putting the mental work that needs to be in at the position. And then it's when he gets those reps on the show team to make sure that he's going through the proper reads from a quarterback standpoint. He's going to get some reps with the unit like he does each week. And it's just a matter of making the most out of those. Right, and that's the challenge at the position. A lot of stuff happens, post snap, and it's all based on quick decision making. And unfortunately, at that point, we didn't make the right decision. But when things happen like that, the best thing sometimes to do is to take it and run, like he's done a good job of. And I think when he gets that situation again. We don't need to force a ball in that situation and just, play second down and move on. The thing with that is, there's no 10-point play or there's no 14-point play. And I think that's the big thing to understand of that position, that you just got to chop wood and take it play by play. And hopefully that next play, the big play is there for us on the next down. Yeah, I mean it's part of the game. You hope it's not on your end, and it happened. And like I said, our job is to regroup. There's still another half to play, and our guys battled, but like we talked about, it was a little too much, too soon right there at the end of half.
Thank you.